SRN News. I'm John Scott. President Trump is conducting a cabinet meeting at the White House. This is the president's seventh meeting with his cabinet staff during his second term. And the president taking his fight with the Federal Reserve to the next level.
In an unprecedented move, the president said he's firing one of the Fed's governors. He posted a letter to Lisa Cook saying he is removing her because of allegations that she committed mortgage fraud. The attempt to dismiss a Fed governor is likely to touch off an extensive legal battle that will probably go to the Supreme Court.
White House correspondent Greg Cluxton. President Trump, not sure if Russian President Putin will be meeting with Ukrainian President Zelensky. The president said the Russian and Ukrainian presidents don't like each other very much. He said he'll have to intervene if there's no movement. Kilmar Abrego Garcia again in federal detention, still facing possible deportation as his legal saga continues.
On Monday, Kilmar Abrego Garcia was again detained by immigration authorities. Facing human smuggling charges, Abrego Garcia was deported to El Salvador in March. He was returned to the U.S. in June, but then quickly charged. Trump administration officials have said they could send him to Uganda this time. A federal judge says court orders prohibit the government from deporting Abrego Garcia, at least for now. I'm Ben Thomas.
In consumer news, Southwest Airlines will soon require plus-size travelers to pay for an extra seat in advance if they can't fit within the armrest of one seat. The new rule starts on January 27th, the same day Southwest begins assigning seats. Cracker Barrel sticking with its new logo, but the chain is apologizing to fans who were angered when the change was announced last week. On Wall Street, stocks are mixed. This is SRN News. A battle over freedom of expression taking place in Indiana.
The 7th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has ruled against a pro-life student group at Noblesville High School that wants to put up posters reading Defund Planned Parenthood. School officials say all posters have to be content neutral. Kristen Hawkins of Students for Life of America tells the Christian Post that schools across the country are quick to accommodate liberal students, but seem to be hesitant to extend the same freedoms to Christians. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Religious colleges that require students to sign a statement of faith cannot be excluded from a popular Minnesota program that lets high school students take college courses for credit. And that's the ruling from a federal judge tossing a state law that she called an unconstitutional violation of religious freedom. The decision is a victory for two religious schools in the state, Crown College of St. Bonifacius and the University of Northwestern in Roseville. This is SRN News. Elon Musk sues OpenAI and Apple over anti-competitive conduct. Lisa Dwyer reports.
The complaint follows through on a threat Musk made when he accused Apple of unfairly favoring OpenAI and ChatGPT in the iPhone's App Store rankings for top AI apps. Musk's new lawsuit details a litany of grievances in an attempt to win monetary damages and a court order prohibiting the alleged illegal tactics. Some of the allegations echo an antitrust lawsuit filed against Apple last year by the U.S. Department of Justice. OpenAI has countered with a lawsuit against Musk, accusing Musk of ongoing harassment. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
A Maryland resident who traveled to El Salvador diagnosed with New World screw worm. It's the first reported U.S. case tied to travel to a country with a current outbreak. Risk to the public very low. More details at SRNnews.com.